once thought the stuff of science fiction, smart glasses that put the digital world right in front of your eyes are becoming a reality. A new project from Telstra is seeing apps for Google Glass change the lives of people with disability. And here to tell us more is online editor for Media Access Australia, Eliza Cusson. Welcome, Eliza.
Hi, Roberta.
We have talked about Google Glass on the program before, but to refresh our memories, could you tell us just what it is?
Sure. Well, basically, Google Glass is a brand new type of device. It's like a smartphone, but shaped like a pair of glasses. I think it's the best way to explain it. So it's a pair of smart glasses. So these are designed for you to see through, connect to the internet, and control with voice commands, in a similar way to people using Siri on an iPhone.
Now, what kind of application does this have for blind and vision impaired people?
Well, this is where it gets really exciting. As with most devices, the joy comes from the apps that people make for it. And as the assistive apps for vision impairment go, the sky is the limit with this device. The potential is just astounding. And of course, the voice-activated nature of Google Glass makes it perfectly suited for a blind or vision impaired person, even though that wasn't the original intention of it. So Google has started to release the product to developers so that they can start to make apps and software for it. And we're starting to see some really interesting projects. And as we said in the intro, one of these has been sponsored by Telstra here in Australia. And a company called B2Cloud has developed an app which basically turns Google Glass into a voice-activated OCR camera. So they've released a little promotional video, and in it we see Kelly Schultz, who's a Telstra worker who's blind. She uses Google Glass to identify things like banknotes and tell the difference between, in the video, she's choosing between standard frozen peas and minted peas in the supermarket.
Gosh.
And the Google Glass reads the packaging, identifies the difference, and announces it. You know, this is a packet of minted peas.
This is great.
I had goosebumps watching it, Roberta.
I'll bet.
Well, Google Glass will also be able to help with navigation and orientation. So as we've talked about lots of times on the show before, Google Maps provides turn-by-turn navigation for pedestrians, which I'm sure a lot of listeners are already making use of getting around the city. And Google Glass being able to recognize things like buildings you're standing in front of, it will be able to tell you exactly where you are in the real world. So this is a game changer.
What are the benefits of something like this over specialist technology made just for the blind market?
So for me, the magic of this is that it is a mainstream technology. It's something that's been marketed to everyone that also happens to have huge benefits for disabled people. And I think, you know, this is really the future. Rather than creating specialist devices that are very expensive, that only blind people can use, it's about making mainstream technology applicable to blind people. And so that means that it isn't just a tool for access, it's a tool for inclusion. And what we really need to work hard to do is get app developers realizing the value of a device like this and helping to realize its potential for the blind and vision impaired market.
Now, the big question, how much does it cost? And how do we get our hands on it?
I cringe when you ask me this, Roberta. I'm afraid these little beauties are harder to come by than hot cross buns in spring.
Oh.
yeah. Google, there's a real aura of mystery around this. It's all very James Bond. Google has only released a few hundred of them through the Glass Explorer program, which is currently only open to Americans. I've actually only ever seen one in the wild, so to speak. And that was in San Francisco, so I'm pretty sure the man wearing it was, in fact, a Google employee. Eventually, these will be available in Australia. It is a matter of time, and we're expecting a price tag somewhere in the ballpark of $2,500. But it is still a hefty investment for sure, but I think it's one that could be worth considering for a lot of people.
Well, to find out more about access to media and technology, visit Media Access Australia website. That's mediaaccess.org.au, or call the office with any questions, 02-9212-6242. I've been speaking with Eliza Cusson, online editor for Media Access Australia, and Media Access Australia is a supporter of this program.